Let's go, girls. That's right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, you can be part of the girls' crew today.
Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate it. I'm glad to be a part.
In the studio with us right now, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Lakeside Bank, Alan Rose, is with us. Alan, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm not sure yet.
It's too early.
I only had that one cup of coffee.
Right. Well, get back to us. Let us know.
I will. I'll just have a quick nap and a cup of coffee, and I'll be back.
That's perfect. You're here to talk about an important initiative that the bank is behind. Now We're Cooking. Please explain.
We have several education programs running, and the first one that we launched 3 years ago is called, and I apologize for the name, it's called Women First, Now We're Cooking. We work with the Washburn Culinary Institute, which is part of City Colleges, and we have literally a cooking contest. We have three celebrity female chefs who serve as celebrity judges. Everyone who comes to the event also gets to taste everything that the student chefs cook, and they vote.
Yeah.
So the celebrity chefs pick the overall winner, the grand prize. They pick the best presentation, and everyone who attends votes. This being Chicago, but you still only get one vote. And they get the People's Choice Award. So we give away $10,000 in Lakeside Bank scholarships.
Wow.
Could you potentially win both?
No. Try to have three winners.
Okay.
Yeah. So an overall grand prize, a best presentation.
Yes.
And a People's Choice Award.
Excellent. Very, very nice.
Here's why this is a fantastic idea. You have professional chefs that are there to judge, and I imagine they will share their experiences with what it's like. I love to cook. I would love to work as a chef in a restaurant, but that is hard, hard work.
It is. It's not only hard work, but it's hard for women to break into the industry.
Why is that?
It's really just the glass ceiling, and it's traditionally been a very male-dominated field. So these are young women who have financial need, and they're studying hard. To get into the industry. Our female celebrity chefs, and may I mention them?
Please do.
Carrie Nahabedian of Brindell, Sarah Stegner of Prairie Grass, and Mindy Siegel of Mindy Siegel's Hot Chocolate have given us a tremendous amount of their time and energy helping guide these students, judging their meals, and then, of course, they're a great point of contact for these Washburn students.
All right, so Washburn Culinary and Hospitality Institute, one of the oldest culinary schools in the country. It's been serving Chicago for over 80 years.
Yeah, serving's a good word, yes.
Wow, yes. Yeah. All right, so this is Lakeside Bank, and you can find out more information, lakesidebank.com. How can we help support this? And listeners, how can they help?
Well, you can come to the event. We call it a very delicious evening. We hope you'll join us. And listeners can go to lakesidebank.com and buy tickets to Women First, Now We're Cooking. We hope you'll join us.
That's Tuesday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30.
Correct.
Okay.
Go behind the scenes with me for a second, Alan. When something like this, when an idea like this happens, who presents it to you, to who? Do they come to Lakeside Bank? Does Lakeside Bank go to somebody else?
No, these are Lakeside Bank initiatives. We have several education programs running, and this one is designed to help women in the culinary field break through and find employment and careers in the culinary arts.
You mentioned that you have three going concurrently right now. This is one of them, the one we just talked about. Now We're Cooking. What are the other two?
The other two, one is called Kids Count. And I'm sorry that we're only on the radio. You can't see the beautiful logo that we have for it, too. Mm-hmm. But we're in half a dozen grammar schools in our geographies around the city. And Lakeside Bankers go into the schools once a month. They stay with the same class through the whole school year, assuming they ever go back to school.
Yeah, right.
We won't get into that, right?
Yeah. No. God, I hope that solves
it.
And
they teach kids how money works. And the parents love it, the teachers love it, the kids love it. We make these fun, interactive programs for the kids, and that's called Kids Count. That's also in its third year.
All right. Somebody should have told me how money worked when I was
years
younger.
Years ago, right? Yeah.
I mean, because kids don't have any concept
of money.
They have
no idea, right. No, they think it's just a magic credit card that parents or guardians pull out of their pocket and everything's taken care of.
I remember the first time I had a credit card, you kind of wonder, oh, wait, I have to pay for that? And I can only imagine little kids have no idea. Can you come in and teach adults how to manage their money too?
Well, you know, it's good that you mentioned that. We do hope to take Kids Count and expand it. For example, you know, college kids count too, and we can help with those programs, whether it's online or actually getting into places.
Is the emphasis on budgeting money? What exactly, what aspect of money is it?
Really, it's about understanding how money works.
Yeah.
So if you, whether you're, when you're earning money, guess what? There's taxes.
Right.
When you buy something, guess what? There's taxes. And how to manage a budget so that you can live and become a productive citizen. And that's, this is something Lakeside understands, of course, so we're able to pass that knowledge on to children at, hopefully, an impressionable age.
Do you ever get a kid or an adult who says, how come we can't just print more money?
No, not yet.
Why can't we?
Yeah, I'm so with you, Bill.
Well, seems I do have like this printing have press in my basement.
All right, so that is that's number two, and the third one is what?
The third program is called Write On, W-R-I-T-E, and that's a creative writing contest for Chicago Public School seniors that are graduating in good standing, and they've been accepted to a 2 or 4 year institution, and they have to write an essay. Being a little bit oriented toward marketing, we did throw in one wrinkle that they had to incorporate Lakeside's tagline of "It's about time" into the story they write. But they can write about any subject they want. Family, friends, social issues. I don't care if it's science fiction. The challenge there is for the writer to move us, to make us think or laugh or cry. Writing is a skill that no matter what industry you go into is essential. The ability to think, to put those thoughts down in writing, it's essential.
Yeah.
So that's Write On, and we again that's in its in the new year, it'll be in its third year. We had four times the number of entries last year.
That's good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so it's
very good news.
So we give away $2,500 scholarships.
Every penny counts.
Every penny counts.
I learned that in grade school.
It's one of our lessons, actually.
To somebody who might ask, what is in it for Lakeside Bank to be behind programs like this, what would your answer be?
Well, the answer is obvious. We're trying to help. If there's anything that's the most important thing in our society, it's education.
Right.
If we can help people get educated, whether it's in the Culinary Institute with Women First, or teaching children how money works with Kids Count, or helping kids get in college and stay in college with Right On, we're just trying to help. It's something that's always been part of our DNA.
And it makes sense for a bank who has money to get behind something like this.
Right. It does.
All right. So, Women First, Now We're Cooking. This is happening Tuesday, November 5th. You can go to lakesidebank.com to find out more information. How many people are participating in
last
this?
Last year, we had over 200 attendees. I'm hoping we'll break that record this year. So, please go to lakesidebank.com and buy a ticket.
Are there any rules into what they can and cannot prepare?
No. The female chefs who are contesting from Washburn can prepare anything they wish. They work with their professors, of course, at school to devise recipes. We ask them to, number one, work with seasonal ingredients. Number two, to have a recipe that was influenced by a woman in their lives.
Right.
So we try to give it a theme.
Oh, that's good news.
Yep.
So many times on the cooking shows, they'll put some sort of parameters on what they're allowed to use, which spices they're allowed to use, types. You have none of that going.
Totally open, as long as it's seasonal and reflects the influence of a woman in their lives.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't realize, now that I'm thinking about it, that there was such a shortage of women being chefs. I mean, I do think about it, and the head chefs at a lot of places are men, but it's women who do a lot of the cooking.
Certainly in life, and again, it's an industry where if we can provide some help, we're delighted to.
Your tagline is, it's about time.
Yes.
You can change that to time, T-H-Y-M-E, for the cooking competition.
Very good.
Just trying to help.
You know, I could use some help in marketing.
I'm here for you.
He's Alan Rose. He's Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Lakeside Bank. And any of these initiatives that we have spoken about, are all these up on the website?
They are.
LakesideBank.com. It's so good to see you getting behind education and helping young people move forward.
Thank you.
This must make you feel pretty good to see all this coming out, right?
This is
good news, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
And it's in homage to my mom, who was in higher education her whole life and always instilled that in us.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Alan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.